This is the Composer's Datebook for December 29th. I'm John Burge. It might seem odd to think of Max Bruch as a 20th century composer. After all, his three greatest hits, his violin concerto in G minor, his Scottish fantasy for violin and orchestra, and his setting of the Hebraic liturgical chant Kol Nidre for cello and orchestra, were all written in the 19th century. But this archetypal German romantic, who was born in 1838, lived to the ripe old age of 82 and kept producing new works up to the time of his death in 1920. One of these, a concerto for two pianos, was commissioned by the American duo piano team Ottilie and Rose Sutro, who premiered it with Leopold Stokowski and the Philadelphia Orchestra on today's date in 1916. The new work was well received and its composer was praised. But there is a somewhat ironic historical footnote to the successful premiere. It appears the Sutro duo drastically revised and even rewrote parts of Bruch's score for their 1916 performance, unbeknownst to the composer. It wouldn't be until 1971 that the concerto was performed as Bruch had actually written it. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.